understanding, because since the third period you got some speed and movement in the game, it just wasn't there the first 40 minutes.
Well, I thought I liked the way the game started. You know, we came out, you know, it was our fourth shift where we got the goal from Matt Molson, and I thought the next 7 minutes or so was kind of dominated by the power play situation. They got the 5-on-3, scored the goal, and had some momentum from it. The second period was really, you know, their transition game, their speed in the second period was really evident, they capitalized on us, you know, on a forecheck where we gave it to the goalie, and then they turned it into a 3-on-2 back the other way. Hedman jumps up, and again, that was the type of game we expected from them to play, and they played it well in the second period, but I thought in the third, so we came out, and you know, really the first 12 minutes of that period really had a push and got the goal and really had the power play opportunity there with 7 minutes to go, which was really our time in the game to get back even.
Coaches, when you have to kill off a 5-on-3, but you look at the penalty on Kane, which I don't even think there was a hook there. I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it, when the net makes it a 5-on-3?
I thought, you know, they end up calling 9 penalties in the game, and I guess to finish it off the last couple. I didn't like going down 5-on-4 with that call. I didn't like going down 5-on-3 with that call. That's the way the game goes, we did have our stick in there, I guess, and the referee called it, put us down 5-on-3, and that I think really kind of, so we had got the lead in that game early on, and that kind of gave them the opportunity to get back in the game, which they did.
Then you run into this.